USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, and the impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Before the House voted to send the articles, Pelosi said people deserve fairness.
Whatever the outcome, the American people want a fair trial. Fair to the president, fair to the American people. The American people deserve the truth. The Constitution requires a trial, a fair trial.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it took Pelosi a month to hand over the articles.
These delay tactics were self-serving, hypocritical, and discrediting. But they made an important admission. Some might even call it a concession. You proved a very big point. Democrats do not even believe their case was robust enough to win in a trial.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
President Trump signed a trade deal with China. The agreement eases tensions between Beijing and the U.S. and is expected to boost exports on the U.S. side. President Trump spoke in Washington.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The agreement is intended to ease some U.S. economic sanctions on China, but does little to force them to make major economic changes. Trade attorney Melissa Dupuy thinks it's a good start.
There are some short-term wins, but it remains to be seen whether the long-term benefits will actually happen.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the agreement weak, saying President Trump acts tough on China, but
when the pressure is on, when jobs and livelihoods are at stake, he buckles.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 90 points, the S&P up 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Russian government, including its prime minister, is resigning, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The TASS news agency reporting that Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev is stepping down as changes to the Constitution have been proposed, and among those proposals, Parliament getting more powers. And Russian President Vladimir Putin wants a national referendum on the changes. He's currently only able to serve 2 consecutive terms as the nation's president. Medvedev has had served as president from 2008 to 2012, as Putin was forced to step aside because of those term limits. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new Gallup poll about vaccines is out. USA's Tim Berg has the findings.
84% of Americans say it's extremely or very important for parents to vaccinate their children, as several states, including New Jersey, are debating a law that limits unvaccinated children's access to school. New Jersey parent Lisa DeVergotis tells CBS This Morning,
"It's a big concern if people are being harmed by vaccines that I feel we need to just stop and figure out what is going on, because there is no proof that they're safe."
Infectious disease doctor Peter Holtz believes the vaccines are fine. It's all the misinformation being spread.
Until we step up our level of advocacy and take down the fake information, the measles epidemics that we saw in 2019 are going to become a new normal in America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.